All right, welcome everybody.
Oh.
Welcome, welcome. Hope you had a good weekend, Monday. Hey, let's go through the format we did last week on Thursday. Let's start if you're on the 250 lead step, getting leads to come in, talking to sellers. We've got a lot of things popping. I'm not sure who all is on with us today.
It's John. I just came on.
Yep, John's here, and Lewis, are you with us?
Lewis, thought I heard him.
Was he? He might have muted out. Anyway, we'll see. Yeah, so Lewis closed the deal last Monday. Hey, Gary. Sounds like he has another one on a contract. I know Quinn and Josh have a couple under contract as of today. I know John does. So a lot of things happening. Yeah, so if you're on the if you're on step three or after that, talking to sellers, let's start there, and then we'll go back to steps one and two. So who's on those steps? I know I heard John, Gary. Who wants to kick us off?
I'll go.
Ryan.
I'll go.
John, go ahead. You're batting lead off.
Get it out of the way. Yeah, my other half, I had foundation issues, so that didn't work out on that one. The one I walked through the other day. But I got another one under contract Friday, and he did a walkthrough today. He's supposed to give me an answer tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there. And
how many buyers have you had see it? Is everything in this one, or do you have multiple?
This was one. The one that was no good the other day, a foundation issue, that was kind of a one-shot deal anyway.
No, I mean this buyer. Do you just have one person looking at it, or you have multiple?
I have one person look at it today. So
okay.
And he's probably the only one that will pay what I need to get out of it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, because of where it is and what I had to pay for it to get it under contract. So, yeah.
It seems like if one person would buy it, certainly another one would.
It's just these guys, they buy through funds, and some of their criteria is different, so it's kind of hard to explain. But
so you're going to know by what time tomorrow?
Hopefully lunch. I told him I needed to know because he liked the numbers on it and everything else, so he went and did his walkthrough, and he's going to redo everything this evening and try to get a sign-off on it. So,
okay.
And then hopefully we'll go under contract tomorrow. And then,
tomorrow. What else?
And then on top of that, I've got another property JVing with some guy out of Huntsville. And I know it's not it is a vacant, but it's not my vacant lead, but we can call it that if we want to.
Hey, once you get moving, things start happening. So how did this come into play?
I was in a Facebook group, and some guy says, post your website here. Some guy who's kind of fairly, he has a lot of activity. And some guy from Huntsville hit me up and said, hey, I've got a lead in Birmingham. So we got together. And actually, he's got two houses. One of them we put in an offer to buy from one of our buyers to see if they'll bid on it. We should get an answer back tonight.
Uh-huh.
And another one is another one that he's had under contract for a while. He can't move it because it's in a kind of a bad part of town, but it needs very little work. It needs rewiring, and a unit is all it needs. It's pretty much ready to go. So, but to explain to you how these buyers buy, it's kind of, they're all unique, man, because they've got special criteria and they have formulas. So,
that's fairly common.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but like this guy, this one buyer I'm talking about, I got his internal property analysis spreadsheet today. So when I do submit properties to him, what I do submit, I can use that spreadsheet to speed up the process because
he
takes a little bit longer. Outside of that, I probably made about 20 calls to my vacant list today, and not a lot of not a lot of action out of it. Bad numbers, or you got the wrong number, or no answers, and did a lot of voicemails and texting, and. But who knows, man? Just keep kicking it.
That's right. Yeah, they'll show up.
And I just sent you an email, too.
I didn't see it yet.
I know you haven't, because but while it was on my mind, it is for those on a shoestring budget and skip tracing, it's a pretty good site called Quonky.com.
Okay.
And it gives you a lot of information. So we'll spread it around and see if anybody can use it. You know.
So John,
I'm getting a lot of information from it.
This deal that you're going to hear back on tomorrow, what do you have it under contract for?
24.
Okay. What is it? What are you trying to sell it for?
29.5.
Okay.
Well, no. Hold on. Oh. He's got a fee you have to put in. 36.5.
You have it at 24.
Yeah.
And you've got it. The buyer gave you a pretty decent verbal at 36.5.
Numbers
and said.
Yeah, that's pending, you know, the numbers from his final, from his walkthrough.
I get it, but you've got obviously some room to play ball here.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And this buyer likes the area.
He likes the house.
Okay.
What
does the house need? Is it a big project or pretty simple?
No, man, it's a house that was burned down. It's an older neighborhood, and it was rebuilt
in
03.
Okay.
So it just needs cosmetics, you know, 8 to 10 grand tops.
Nice.
It's sitting next to
a
shotgun house.
Buy and hold buyer?
He's a turnkey, yeah. They're a fund. They buy and resell. Correct.
Okay, so they're going to buy, fix it up, put a tenant in there, and then sell it turnkey. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
So, but it's got a tenant in it now. We'll have to wait on that tenant to get out, but they're on a month-to-month, so it's not an issue. So.
Okay. All right, man.
Thanks for rolling.
Good update coming Friday.
Hadn't landed it. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I'm working on it.
Good stuff. Cool. Gary, you want to jump in since I know
sure.
You're on here? Okay.
Yes, sure. So Bird Dog's still giving me deals, and I've got 200 skip trace on Beth and Pauling.
Yep.
I have we're going to write an offer today. I got back at a contractor go to a home that I mentioned last week. ARV is 145. We're going to put an offer in at 74, 30 fix-up with 2,000 closing and then 15,000 closing on the other end. And miscellaneous, it'll give us 21,000 profit on that flip.
Are you thinking about doing this one? Or are you going to wholesale it?
Yes. I think, no.
Guess what?
I'm thinking about doing it, but, you know, I might give it a shot at wholesale. So.
I'll tell you what. Let me explain something real quick now that you brought that up. Here's how Rob ran this real estate fund back in 2008. Now, different market, right? But we wholesaled and we were doing fix and flip, right? We were here in Denver. I've told the story a lot of times. We had $10 million to play with. We would put it out there for about a week to our wholesale list, sometimes 3-4 days. Somebody takes it, great. We turn the quick check. Somebody doesn't take it, we close anyway. We buy it from ourselves. We funnel it over to the fix and flip side of the business, fix it up, put it on the market, make a bigger check. It takes a little longer, but make a bigger check. So when you brought up both and, absolutely nothing wrong with it. And this is what's cool about having private money, right? Because you have that option. So if you don't have private money and a wholesaler and you can't wholesale it, or you know nobody takes it at that given time, whatever the case, now you're stuck giving a house back. When you have the private money in place, piece of cake. So I'm all for, hey, let's get it out there and see if somebody takes it. If they can, get paid within 30 days. If they don't, you've got a GC already on site. Bam, fix it up. Cash the check yourself on the flip. So,
yep,
all for it. Cool.
Because the neighborhood for this house
is
fairly good. It's near Lackland Air Force Base.
Okay.
So,
nice big anchor.
Conservative on the ARV, so it may even go higher. Than 145. So
okay.
Yeah, that's possible.
So do you have any kind of verbal on the offer price that you're making, or are you just throwing the offer out there to see if it sticks?
No verbal. It's a realtor, so they had it listed because this was a flip. It was a flip that went bad.
Okay.
So
flip gone
they're trying to sell it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going through the realtor, and
that's
I gave
the,
her all the numbers and what.
About this one last week. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the contractor that I'm going to use, he went by uh-huh. this weekend, and he
uh-huh.
gave me a report, so we're all set. So that's why I gave the instructions to the realtor today to write the offer.
Beautiful. And you're just going to the listing agent, or do you have your own agent in
yes.
mind, too? Yes. Perfect.
It's my agent, not through the
okay.
my agent.
Gotcha, gotcha. Perfect. So
yeah.
you've got them lined up to sell it as well in the event that you take it down.
That's right. That's why I found this agent who works with investors in San Antonio. So
yep.
She knows the drill and she knows what we want.
So you're going to write that offer today. When are you going to give them tell to give you a decision by?
If we get it to them in their hands, I'll probably give them Thursday to give me an answer.
I like lunchtime tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure the house is listed at 89, so there's going to be some back and forth. But I'm not going – see, I'm writing the offer for 72. I'll go to 75, and then that's it. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth on this house.
Gotcha. That's okay. Force the initial decision if you want to.
Yeah.
They've had it. It's been sitting there for a while. You know, put in your offer, cash, and then you don't need to give them
yep.
a couple of days to get back to you.
Yep.
A day tops, but 3/4 of a day is plenty. So, yep.
Okay.
Good stuff. What else? How many vacants are you up to at this point?
Number-wise, I'm up to 780.
Okay.
So that I've got the skip tracing people catching up.
Yeah, they've got some catching up to do. How many skip traced?
I have 280 skip traced, so they got a lot of catch up they're doing right now.
A lot of catch up. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and I basically told the bird dogs take the weekend off because
right.
they're pumping out 60
up.
To 70 a day.
Right. That's crazy.
So
they're going to quit mowing.
I know it's crazy.
Start driving for you. Hey, so are you making
yeah.
calls on the 280 skip traced, or you set up that partnership
yes.
a couple weeks ago?
Oh, well, I still have the partnership. They're making two, but I'm still making the calls too.
Okay, so it's both and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And how many have you guys called on to those 280?
I'm meeting with the partners tomorrow,
uh-huh.
10 o'clock in the morning, so I can see what
okay.
they're doing and help
okay.
them and get them, you know, push them in the right direction.
Yeah, because that's a lot. You got a lot of deals in there. I mean, that's 280 leads.
Yes,
so,
I know. It's
okay.
it's. Yep.
All right.
And then I have another that other larger home that the $300,000 home that we were
uh-huh.
trying getting no response from the current owners. So they're probably.
Excellent.
Well. I might change. In fact, I think I will tomorrow. I was calling one of the partners. I'll change and call the other partner to make sure they both know what's going on.
Okay.
Because it could be, you know, that could be a partnership gone bad and a lot of other things.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So see how quickly you can identify, is there a problem or not? Because we know there's some problem in this 280 skip trace vacants. So let's go where the getting's easier. If,
oh, yeah.
if there's
no,
not
I know.
Issue,
I'm not.
So. Okay, I'm just making
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend a lot of time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
spend a lot of time on that other. And then I got another lead today that I have in Jacksonville, Florida, the vacant house that the realtor is going to go out look at. The guy I'm working with there, he's a realtor. He's a contractor, and he is an investor.
Okay.
So he's going to go out and look at another house I have a lead on. I think I can get the house between 5,000 and 7,000.
Okay.
Then it needs, just based on my guess, it needs 10 grand work.
Okay.
If I turned around and did seller financing at 30,000, that would the principal, interest, taxes, insurance payment for the individual would be less than 400.
Yep.
For a two-bedroom, one bath in that area, the rent's going at $700, so it's attractive for somebody.
Yeah, you may want to, if the rents are that strong for that little of an all-in price, Is there a reason you wouldn't just hold something like that?
I might, but, you know, I like the seller financing because, you know, you're getting bigger bucks up front. And
right.
if they,
you don't have to,
and you
don't have to worry about the furnace.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have to worry about
the
roof, the furnace, and everything.
Right. Yep. Cool. So you got some options on
and if,
own.
Yeah. So I'll see what the realtor tells me. He usually gets back within 24 hours.
Okay.
So.
Look at you working multiple markets from Hawaii. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Nice job.
Yep.
And now the 4 hour, right, you just got set back another hour with everybody too in the mainland, right? Because daylight saving?
Yes. Yeah. I know what it's like being awake 10 times in the night.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
That's funny.
What time do you get up, man?
All right, Gary, good update. Good update. Yeah,
so
whenever he gets up, it's early afternoon for you, John. Even if he's early.
No, that's right. He's drinking his Folgers at 2 a.m.
Crazy. I love it. Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, it's not a handcuff by any stretch, but that's an interesting piece to your puzzle. You know, that time change difference. So, and you know, you're still being effective and getting it done. So way to go. Okay. Who else is on the, who else is getting the bird dogs, talking to deals, making offers?
Mike, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh. Yeah. Good update from you guys, right? Earlier.
Yep. We got a couple under contract. We wrote the contracts on Friday and talked it over with a lady, and she said that I needed them back by Monday at 8 a.m. because she said she could send them if she got to work Monday. So I got two under contract with her. She's got another house, but we may need to do like some sort of owner financing or lease option deal with that. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, whether there's some sort of more of an attachment with that house than the other two. And she has something with that one that she just can't let go of. The other two, I got them under contract. One under contract for 12, the other one under contract for 16. And
yeah, give us the numbers real quick. I saw them, but tell everybody else. So 12 and 16.
12. Yeah, the 12. One of them's 12. The ARV is about 45. The rent on that house is 550. Needs about 10 in work. And the other one, she says, needs about, it's got under contract for 16. She says it needs about $5,000 worth of work. Now, that's just what the seller's telling me. And it's about
how
the same sort of house. They're both about 1,000 square feet, and they're three bedroom,
so
one bath.
Decent size, yeah.
So
I thought you were going to throw a little 2-1 or something.
No, they're
nice.
Pretty good houses.
Yeah.
So what I did is I got my inspector going in the morning, and so I got a buyer off of some one of these vacants that I've been talking to. So he's going to do a walkthrough with him and go ahead and I'm going to get some offers from him tomorrow.
Where'd you get the buyer?
I found him in the vacant, calling him because you know how the buyer, they'll buy the vacants and they won't be worked on them yet, and then their numbers are just linked up to them. So you can find, I just found another one right before the call. And so he's going to go ahead and walk through both of them now, and let me know kind of where he needs to be. And I've already talked to the seller, and she said if she could just get payoff, she's fine. So, you know, I've already negotiated up front that we may need to negotiate, you know, and at the end of the deal.
What were the houses and why is she looking to sell them? Are these just were they rentals or what? What's going on? What's the story behind
here's,
the
here's Here's what's going on is they're rentals, and she was the landlord. I'm not exactly sure how she got into it, but she is a very chilled out, peaceful person, and she told me, yeah, there's a tenant in one of them, but they can't afford to pay me right now, so I'm letting them just do work on the house, and I can't kick them out, so... I can see why she's ready to get rid of them because she just doesn't. It's not in her to be a landlord.
That's not a
good
match.
It's not in her. So she just wants out, and then she wants out. She just wants done with the payments. So, and that's the thing with the other one. She owes 40 on the third house that we didn't get under contract. She wants 75, and it's probably worth about 75 fixed up. So okay. I just told her, I said, hey, if I can just get you a payment every month that's coming to you and you just not have to worry about anything, would that something that you would entertain? She said, yeah, let's just work on the other two now. But, yeah, I'm going to think about it. So
I like it.
So,
yeah, switch gears.
Trying to work towards that.
You know,
yeah.
If she's got that hang up and said, I'm not taking less than this price, if you just, you know, if you want to buy it, then that was it. Switch gears. And, you know, that's the thing on the terms offers, you guys. There isn't really a right or wrong place to start. You know, get a number on the table. What if, you know, so Josh left it pretty open-ended. What if I could get you just a check every month? He didn't throw a number on the table yet. I mean, eventually it'll get to that point. But, yeah, see if you can figure out kind of what's going on. It's like you said, it seems like there's some sort of attachment to that one, which is kind of interesting. And that's the reality of it. People get attached to real estate. There's that really funny story that I think I told on here, if I haven't, but I flipped this house in Denver, and it was the house that this guy grew up in, and it was his mom's house. They lived there for like 45 years. You know, he grew up in it ever since he was a kid, and so his mom was in her mid-70s. I bought it from him, renovated the whole thing. We made it the nicest house on the block. I mean, it was super slick. It sold in like 17 minutes or something because it was just a cool floor plan, and he was over in the neighborhood. And he said, hey, I see the house is done. You mind if I show mom what we did? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So I gave him the lockbox, and he walked in, and he didn't call me back. So he did sewer work. He did sewer scopes. And so I hired him again, and I said, hey, what'd your mom think of that house? And he started chuckling, and he said, we walked out of there, and she goes, well, you know, this is now the ugliest house on the block. And it was only because we changed her house, right?
Yep.
So that emotion is very real, right? So,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff, Josh. Really good, actually. I mean, you guys.
Hey, what market is that? I'm just curious.
That we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that we're in Tulsa?
Oh. Okay. Cool.
It's everything's pretty cheap out there, and I did Mike. I got the other guy that I've been talking with about the four house deal.
Yeah.
He's supposed to talk with me in the morning. You know, the one that we were talking about, I sent a contract on. I didn't really put the time limit. So I'm supposed to speak with him in the morning. So kind of go off of that, see where we can go with that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, worst case, tomorrow morning you have two under contract. Best case, you've got some houses to move, which is cool.
Hey, you've got to get to work. Hey. Quinn's in charge of the buyers. He's got to get to work.
That's right. Hand off.
Give me something to do. Come on.
Hand off.
Yeah.
No more messing around at the dojo, Quinn. Hey. Get to work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, you guys. Good stuff. Quinn, anything to add to that?
Just that the one who did our inspections, who's doing our inspections with our bird dog, she was already inspections for banks and all that.
Okay.
Also, we found that out later on. So this is a good person, just like the lawn maintenance guy. It's a good person.
Yep.
They're already on the road every day. And she already understands how to take pictures. She already understands how to upload pictures. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to go through all the process of learning and technology and all that because she's already doing it for the bank.
Yep.
And
that's cool.
She's like, I know what you need. And, you know, of course, then I just reiterated, you know, I want to make sure you get pictures of these 10 things, you know, for sure. And then, you know, it went real good. You know, so we're expecting good pictures and all that from her.
Cool.
And Josh forgot about the other deal, the guy you talked to on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm still working on him. We did find a guy, Mike. He called me Friday afternoon, and he was the finance guy. Two partners bought a pile of properties, and he really wants to sell them, and he does not want anything to do with real estate. He told me right out of his mouth that he didn't want anything to do with it. So he said, I got a lot of properties and I'm just looking for somebody to help me with it. I called him back today.
Yeah.
And I checked him out. He's got 34.
34.
Yeah. So I checked him out, but I didn't want to chase him too much. I called him. I sent him a text. I'll hear from him. You know, I'll hit him up tomorrow afternoon or something.
Yep. Wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
So we might
just can't predict where
that.
This goes. That's a killer. I love it.
We're gonna borrow some of Rob's staff, close 34 in one day.
34. You know what? You get a tape like that together. It's just a matter. Here's the thing, you guys. You know how to drum up leads. Everybody's going to learn how to drum up buyers. Just start asking for different buyer questions. You know, Brian came on here, and I hope he's on tonight and feeling better, but he's got a property management business here in town. And if you remember, like a week and a half ago, he's like, hey, I used the same strategy and, you know, drummed up some more deals here in Denver for my property management company. So it's not just about, you know, don't get stuck just in the how-to, but get the concept as well. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm going to do to go find it. So there are absolutely investors that will buy a chunk of 34. So, yeah, could you parse it out? You could. But you can also go to that person and say, hey, I'm bringing 34 your way. Either a fund, you know, a high net worth individual that just, you know, wants to park their money in real estate. But, you know, John was talking about, he's got that fund buyer going tomorrow. You know, can a fund buy 34 houses at a time? They can buy 3,400 houses at a time, right?
Yep.
Sure,
those
yeah.
numbers make sense. So, all right. Yeah, great update. Mike,
I'm on the call. I'm just in the background.
He's back from the cold.
How great all these guys are doing. Yeah, I'm still alive, brother. I feel your pain.
Man, that's running people. I'm assuming it's nationwide. I don't know, but people around Denver are hacking. So.
Yeah, I had it back.
Good to have you
here.
Back, Brian. And you sound good too. So.
Yeah, much better than I need it. I got 600 leads that are totaling up now.
Six.
So I got my VA.
You went from 10 to 600 in like 7 days.
Yeah, one of them got 360, and then I got another brand new girl that got 100 over the weekend. So.
Josh and Quinn, great update. Brian, I'm just going to nominate. You go next because we talked to you, and you decided to switch up something like how you pay your contractors. Tell everybody what you did because you were at 10 leads from Bird Dogs and a little bit frustrated, to be honest.
Yeah, and
right?
That was my biggest problem. I was bitching and moaning behind the scenes with Mike about it. And what I did was I did a $25 bonus for anybody who got me 25. And that got some of my people moving. But more importantly, I didn't want to pay anybody until they got to 10, you know, wanted to get them moving. One of the girls had, I think, 90 of them lined up, and she was just kind of waiting to see if she got paid. So I paid everybody first thing Monday morning last week, and I have about four people that are just really turning. I'm trying to get to my right tab here, but, yeah, last I checked, I'm at 610, and I just got my VA going on Thursday, and I don't think she's really started till this morning, but I got 10 now that I'm starting to call, and I'm going to work them as she goes. As soon as she adds them, I'm going to start working them. So,
does she have
the same thing that
three
Gary
skip
did,
tracing sisters by chance?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I might hire somebody else, you know, but she's going at a good pace, and I've worked with her on my last one that I did.
Yep.
So, no, I'm off to the races and hopefully be making some offers relatively soon here. So.
Nice. And the bitching has stopped, which I'm really thankful for.
Exactly. You're about to kick me out of the group.
Just playing. Yeah, I get it. You know, here's the thing, everybody. Brian's a sharp dude, right? He's been around real estate for a long time. He's plugged in. Right, knows what's going on, runs a property management company, and he comes out of this Bird Dog step, and he's like, what the heck? I have 10 leads after 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, so you were telling Rob the story, right? You said that one of the carrots you use with some of your contractors is, let's get some money on the table, get somebody paid. And so this was a $25 roadblock. Once you paid it, kind of opened up the floodgates, right?
No, absolutely, and that's what I got. Four Bird Dogs that are doing the majority of it. I got one that's got 180, one that's got 50, one that's got 100, and then I got the first person ever signed up. She's at 365, and I told her she had to put the brakes on, let me catch up for a week. So
I love that.
And,
chill out.
And that's my one
bit.
Thing, too. Man, I wish I got my VA going on Monday. But she's rolling now, and so if I don't get the volume out of her, I'll hire somebody else and just
yeah you've got to hire somebody else anyway because it's going to take her too long to get through 600, so you need one or two more anyway.
Yeah, so why not? So I'm gonna hit somebody else hired tomorrow and
compress the time for.
I'll be calling tomorrow in the AM, so I got enough to at least get started and start making the calls.
Yep, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, you guys, it's amazing how quick this can turn around, right? I mean, you just keep pushing, keep pushing. That's what I was telling Brian. Keep pushing, keep pushing. We know it works. Trust it. Keep going. You know, one little thing clicks. So here's kind of the deal. You know, somebody goes out for their first weekend and they bring in 7 leads. And you're like, do I really need to pay? Yeah, pay them. Show them that you're serious. They're, you know, you're kind of testing out the relationship with them, and they're doing the same with you, right? Hey, I just replied to this ad on Craigslist. They say they're going to pay me. I turned some stuff in. Are they serious, right? So reward the good behavior, right? You know, training people is no different than training a dog, a puppy. That's the leads coming in is the behavior you want. Get on that as quick as possible. Hey, it was only 7. I was hoping for a few more, but I want to get you paid. What's your email account? I'm PayPal it right now. Bam. Okay, hey, this person is serious. Wow. If I do, right, in their brain, if I send over leads, I get money PayPal to me. Let's rock and roll. So don't wait on the payment side, right? Show them you're serious, even if it's a couple. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Brian, good update, man. You're going to have updates like, you know, Josh and Gary and John and here soon. Just you got to get those things skip traced. You need a team.
Yeah, and that's exactly next step, getting in that offer category. So I'm hopefully get rolling on the ones I have, and I think you're exactly right. Hire somebody else to divide and conquer.
If you really want to get it moving, hire 610 skip tracers, give them each one lead. You'll have them all back the same day.
Now you're talking.
I don't know if Rob would approve that, but in my mind, it makes perfect sense. So, good. Who else is chatting with sellers, working leads?
Hi, this is Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey. So I've been calling sellers the last few days. I've had about 50 calls in. I have 80 skip traced, and
okay,
another 20 to the VA. And So
you said you've made 50 calls? Did
yeah,
I hear you
I've
right?
Made 50. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of wrong
yep.
numbers, but the people I connect with, one lady has 2 houses that she doesn't even want to get rid of as soon as possible.
Okay.
But she's got to get quick claim deed on one of them.
Okay.
And family stuff, I'm supposed to call her back on Friday. And then the guy today says he wants to get rid of his house as soon as possible, too. He's going into surgery. So I'm calling him back in a week.
Hang on, stop right there. What's the mix up between as soon as possible and call me in a week?
That would be the first call?
Yeah, I think you said a guy's going into surgery. He needs to sell as soon as possible,
oh, yeah,
but you're calling him in a week?
Well, no, he said don't call him for a week because he'll be recovering from surgery.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I heard you wrong.
Yeah.
You're a little bit quiet. So,
well, you know what? I've got a new phone, and I'm trying to talk loud enough. I can talk. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So he's
and
having surgery, but after that, he wants to chat so we
yes.
can get rid of this thing.
Yes. And
beautiful.
My two people that were interested, I've had a few callbacks. The two people that were interested, I said, well, how much do you think it's worth? And they say,
yeah.
We don't know. They have
great
no clue.
Answer. They're asking for you. They're looking for you to tell them.
Yeah, and one's a complete dump.
Yeah.
That I saw the picture of. It's like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that gives a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and,
do you know if they owe anything on it?
The one guy did. The one guy, he doesn't know. He's got to research it. He wasn't in any mood to give me any much facts because he needs to research it better.
Yeah, gotcha.
So anyway, that's that. I'm excited about it.
You should
be. And then
I've
got
nice.
20 more coming back from the skip tracer. So I'm just going to make calls. I usually make 1 to 2 hour and a half sit down and make calls, and I get usually 40
yep.
calls made. Yeah.
I love it. And Olivia, have you made calls to sellers prior?
No.
Okay. So I knew the answer to that question, right? I'm setting you up. How has the process been? I mean, you're working the script. You're brand new. You're looking to put your first investor deal together. Some,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have different levels of experience, obviously
mm-hmm.
in the group here. Tell us how this process has been. 'Cause you're coming on saying, hey, I made 50 calls and talked to so-and-so like it's a piece of cake.
Well, you know, I am following the script and then
uh-huh.
I kind of go off, on my own, depending what they say.
Yep.
So it's working. And that helped me that was for you to say last week that you just hang up if it goes south. But I've had people that don't live there. I've had wrong numbers, and no one has hung up on me or been mad. And I always say, I found your information through public records.
Yep.
And they're fine with that because it's true.
Yep.
And then they say, what phone number do you have? What property do you have? And there's no problem.
I love it. Are you using the word help? That's like the key word, everybody.
The lady that has the two houses, I said, I wonder how I can help you with this.
I love it.
I wonder how I could help you get out of this. And
ask,
she said, well, I need
go
to
ahead.
Find things out, from the other family members. Yeah.
I love it. Ask for help up front. Hey, I'm seeing if you can help me out, because it's the thing that drops most defenses with people. You know, they pick up the phone and you say, "Hey, it's Olivia. I'm trying to buy your house."
Mm-hmm.
And, right? You know, the natural defenses go up. But hey, I'm looking for so and so. Could you help me out? I'm just now you're just Olivia trying to that's why that script is so powerful. You're just a person. You're just trying to make a living like everybody else. Drop the defenses. So I love it, because tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how, and you're obviously good on the phone with your background, but what was your apprehension or fear level at saying, holy cow, I've never even made a seller phone call? How high was it?
It was probably, as high as, I'd say, 5 or 6.
Okay. So not terribly high, but enough that it had your attention.
Yeah,
like,
it had to, if you wanted
say?
To not do it. Yeah,
right,
I would rather
right.
Find a diversion.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then you've got through it, and now what? You know, what is it looking backwards?
It's like it's no effort. It's a breeze.
Love it.
Just get into a routine, and you force yourself to make a certain number, so you won't stop until you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Say, I'm gonna make. Yep, I love it. I'm gonna make X dials today, or I'm gonna talk to this many people today. And what you realize, and this is just life, and we're none of us. If you at the end of the day. None of us are really wired that different, right? The fear of the unknown. We haven't done it before. This is a little bit nervous. What if I get stuck? And that really is it. So it's kind of cool that you said, that little comment last week. Absolute worst case scenario is you get totally tripped up. You have no idea what to say, and you hang up the phone and just chuckle and call another one. I mean, that's worst case. Nobody
worst
gets
case.
Cancer. Nothing like that, right?
Right.
Worst case scenario. Okay. That is, Olivia, it's huge. You know, I want to point that out, right? It seems like, we're not just going to applaud, when checks get cashed, because it's the little wins that get you to the big one. And so you say, holy cow, I've never made phone calls like this before. Bam. Mm-mm. I just made 50 of them. Mm-hmm. These are easy. These are great. People are receptive. These are the little wins. And then you realize, wait a minute, I didn't think I could do that, but I just did it and wasn't a big deal. So that now the next hurdle that was a 5, 6, or 7 on the fear scale, it's only like a 3 or 4. Because now you're looking back going, wait a minute, here's what I thought. Here was reality. Here's what I'm thinking about this. I bet reality is it's not really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome job. I'm gonna make as big deal out of that as when Lewis closes a deal and gets paid.
Okay.
Right? Because these are
sounds
the activities. This matters. These are the activities that are moving in the right direction. So, way to go.
Thank
way
you.
To go. Yep. Who else is making
you.
Calls? Anyone?
Robin here. I am.
Hey, Robin.
Hey. Finally, after the trouble I was having with my bird dogs.
Yep.
I got that one gentleman, Lewis, and he is super cool. He's kind of on a little downside at the moment, but he ran into some personal issues. But he gave me 120 so far.
Nice.
And I've got 74 of them are skip traced. I'm still waiting on like 40-something. And I've been making calls on the ones that I have gotten. So, and this skip tracer, he's like pulling numbers everywhere. He's given me at least 5 to 20, 25 numbers for each person. It's like craziness.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
wow.
And he's bringing a bunch of emails in there. He's got relatives and yada yada. So trying to cipher through a lot of this information he's given me has been a little overwhelming, but
yeah, but that's really good, because the other option is he sends over one or two numbers. You call them, realize they don't work, so then you got to go back to him and say, hey, can you see what else you can find?
Right. So I mean, I gave him the spreadsheet with, like, all the addresses and stuff on there, and then I told him, you know, get me whatever information you can, and he's done it before. So when I got the spreadsheet back, he made all these other columns across the board on this spreadsheet. I told him, you know, go ahead and adapt it and get me the information. And he put, you know, current owner company, current owner individual person, current mailing addresses, emails, potential relatives, relatives' addresses, their emails, their phone numbers,
holy
all
smokes.
Sorts of stuff. So
this guy
he's
works
pretty
for the CIA
cool.
or what?
Pardon?
This guy works for the CIA, doing a little side gig?
I'm wondering, because he really had this going, and I just gave him another list of, I think, another 40-something.
Okay. How long has he taken to turn them?
Start working on them?
Yeah. Is he fairly quick, or is he pretty slow because he's being so thorough?
Well, he gave me, I've been having him work in, like, six-hour increments because otherwise my budget is kind of out of whack.
Yep.
But he's been doing them 6 hours. He gets me about 35 to 40 of them.
That's sweet. Wow.
Yeah, so
nice.
Once my bird dog starts kicking back in here and I send him some more,
yep.
You know, because I'm still, like I said, I'm still trying to make the calls, so at least
yep.
they're still ahead of me, even though they took a little break, but they're still ahead of me. So I
yep.
still have a lot of work. And tomorrow, Ed's off from the post office tomorrow on Wednesday, so he's going to actually get on the phone with me, too. And
that's perfect.
We're both going to be making
calls.
Yeah, tag
team this, right. I mean, you can
yeah.
move twice
yeah.
as fast. So
exactly.
Yep, and you've got some ground to cover, which is killer. I mean, you hear what happens when you get on the phone with vacant owners, right?
Yeah.
Everybody
that's
on the phone with vacant owners is in the middle of deals, or has a deal closed, is under contract, whatever the case. It's just
right.
Yep.
I've been leaving a lot of messages because, you know, some of the, like I said, he gives me so many phone numbers and stuff. So there's several
yep.
that are no longer in service or whatever. I just
yep.
go on to the next one till I call them all for that person. And then there's a few that I get voicemail, but they only leave the number, not the name. So
yep.
I'll just leave them a message anyway and just waiting to hear back
help.
From them.
Use the word help in your message. Hey, you don't know me. My name's Robin. And see if you can help me out here. And set it up right up. Use the word help right up front.
Yeah.
To get through it. And then, I don't know if you were on here last week, I think it was, follow up with a text message to that same number. May or may not be a cell phone. But
okay.
shoot a quick text that said, hey, my name's Robin. I just left you an important voicemail. Can you please check it as soon as you can? So be polite about it. But follow up with that voicemail, because people are going to see... Right, we see an incoming number from a number. I mean, I don't typically answer either, so
right.
we just don't answer it. But you get a text message, everybody reads it, and then you just say, "Hey, my name's Robin. I just left you an important voicemail. Please check it." Their curiosity is going to go to the, you know, it's going to pin,
right,
go all
right.
the way up. So follow up with that quick little text. Once you type it once, you just copy and paste it, send
uh-huh.
it to the next number, and there's a decent chance it's a cell phone. If not, so what?
Right.
And that'll help. Get so, you know, get people to listen and get some responses.
Right. Cool.
Yep. Okay. So you guys have some phone work to do. That's
yes,
next up. And
yes.
we're still going to 250. So I know you're at 120, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway home. So
yep.
good stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I told him as soon as he can get out this week to get some more done. And he says I should be able to get back at it this week. So hopefully by the end of the week, I'll have, you know, over 200, if not more.
Yep. That's perfect.
He's been giving them to me at like 30 to 40 of them at a crack.
Yep.
So
that's not bad, because then you can forward them over to your skip tracer. He
yep.
said he's doing about 35 to 40 an hour for like a day for 6 hours.
Yep.
So,
yep.
you know, you guys, similar to Brian, you kind of got, you know, a little bit hung up or stuck, frustrated, whatever the word, on the bird dog thing. And as soon as that opens up, right? I mean, we were having this talk about persistence wins.
Right.
That's just the way it works. So
I wish I could find a couple more, you know, and then I'd get them faster. But I haven't,
right.
Since I found Lewis,
hey,
I haven't had more responses on my ads or anything.
Go to your bird dog who's working and say, hey, we need one more. I'm not, you know, I still want you to be busy, but we could use one more. Who do you know? You've got to have a friend or you know somebody. And, you can just show them what to do. I'll send you $20 for 30 minutes to explain to them what's going on and pay you for a little bit of training.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if they have a friend or, you know, a family member or something like that. They might have a, you know, significant other.
Well, it's him and his wife that are doing this because they're actually they're interested in investing and stuff. They've been trying to break into the business, and I gave them, you know, the freedom.
What if they split up? Are they driving together?
Huh?
Are they driving around together? What if they
split
up?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know that the two of them are trying to, they want to do the real estate, and they've been asking me different questions and stuff, and I told him to go to, you know, Rob's websites and stuff like that and look at all his programs. And he says, that's awesome. I will check it out. And then I haven't talked to him since because, like I said, he had some personal family somethings going on. So
right.
I haven't been in touch with him for about a week now or a little over a week. So
okay.
I sent him an email today, this morning, waiting to hear and see if everything's okay.
Yep. So, yeah, that's the challenge. See if he knows somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple, they definitely do. You ask that question, they'll have a couple names come to mind and see if you can get somebody else. You know, tell them, hey, you're still my main stop, but, you know, when you go down, life happens. Do you know somebody that, that we could fill in because we're on a mission here. So.
Right.
Yep. All right, Robin, hit those phones tomorrow. We'll look for a good update on Thursday.
You bet. Maybe? You bet.
Okay. Who else is making calls?
Oh, this is Andrew. I'm still
Andrew.
Making calls and doing things. And
yeah, what's up with that deal that you had tied up?
Yeah, so the last time that we had talked, I was explaining to you that I had a lot of nibbles, but no one had firmly committed. And you had suggested that I reposition and tell the story as opposed to the facts, which was a stroke of genius. Because right after I did that, it's almost like a putting chum in the water. I mean, so what I did was I went back and got all of the specifics out of the way first, you know, the things that were wrong with the property, kind of, made sure that was up front. And then I started to highlight the fact that it's on an oversized lot, and then there's a lot right next to it. You know, we can build more houses on top of that, and that's negotiable. We can package that. So anyway, long story short, got a lot of good feedback from it, and I've got three buyers now. And one of them is through my JV partner. So I'm kind of partial to him a little bit because I'm, establishing the relationship. He's got a buyer that's on the hook that he was supposed to be getting the deposit from last night. And I think he's a little newer to real estate. I think there was something inadvertently said that triggered a little bit of concern in the buyer's mind. So she's wanted to look through the contract a little bit more and get a friend to kind of analyze the thing. But if she waits too long on it, then I'm going to have to move on because I do got other
Absolutely.
People that are lined up that want to close this Friday. So,
you have two more that want it and it's closing Friday? Is that what you just said?
That is correct. So one wants to close this Friday and I'm trying to hold that off because I've got this guy that I was telling you about, my JV partner, we're set for the 31st. So if I can't get anything by tomorrow, maybe the day after that is about the longest that I can go because this was supposed to have been done last week and moving towards.
Yeah, don't, in an effort to build a nicer bridge with the JV partner, don't burn one with a buyer that can close Friday. And I know you understand that. I'm just vocalizing the obvious here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the thing is with the JV buyer, she's wanting to go above asking price.
Okay.
That's how he's going to make his money. And the one that wants to close this Friday is $500 below what I'm asking. So, I mean, just a little bit of a difference there. But, yeah, not enough to really cause the deal to hold up. I just want to make sure that I get it closed and moved on to the next one. So
the check in hand is worth three in the how does that birds thing go?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, so you've got to draw a hard line in the sand here and say, listen, I get it. I'm going to work with you. I want to establish our relationship here, but you've got to let this buyer know that I've got two others, and I'm sure you already have. We need a decision on this thing because I've got two others. One wants to close Friday, and I'm in, just like you, JV partner, I'm in this business to get paid. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yep. They'll understand that without offending anybody.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So that's good stuff, Andrew. That's good stuff. So when do you think you'll know if this first buyer has taken it? Did you say tomorrow at some point?
Yeah. So he was supposed to have dropped off the deposit last night.
Right.
And for whatever reason, like I said, I don't have all of the specifics. It's just that I've been trying to help him through it. So I drew up the contract, told him kind of what to say and been trying to help him through, let her know, put all of her fears at ease.
Yep.
And, so he's supposed to be getting back with me today to let me know how that's going. And, like I said, if I don't really get a firm commitment today, tomorrow at the latest, then I'm going to have to pull the trigger. So, time's ticking.
So pretty easy to play this with your backup buyer as well, because you can go to them and say, listen, I'm a man of my word. I told this other buyer that they had first crack at it. And then you can explain the story. If I told you that, I would be doing the same thing for you. So even if they don't get the deal, you've got to come out with somebody that says, hey, I want to do business with Andrew moving forward. All right?
That's good. I like it.
Okay. Turn what they're perceiving as a negative into a positive, because you're going to treat them the exact same way.
Right.
So,
and that's really what it's about, right, establishing relationships, because these are the people that I want to ideally come back to as we really get more in the funnel. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, in the event this deal doesn't go through, to this buyer that's in backup, you've got to get something else tied up ASAP and give them first crack. That's the other thing you can do, too, is say, hey, I know this one. I mean, you were within 24 hours, but, like I told you, I'd honor my word, so here I'm giving you first shot at this one. And, we would give people a deadline, say, go see it by 5 o'clock today. Tomorrow morning it's going to my whole list, my whole buyer's list, but I want you to have first crack. So now – now you're going, they say, hey, this is a really above board thing that Andrew's doing. I missed out on the last one that I wanted, but he's going to take care of me this time. So,
yeah, creates the sense of urgency, sounds like.
Yeah, because when you're being nice like that, you can drive the time. Say, I can give you till 5. Don't call him at 4 and say you have till 5, but, give him a day.
Right.
And say, hey, you've got first shot. I want to do business with you. The last one, the situation, but here, you take first, you get first eyes on this one. So,
I like it.
And you can do that. I mean, you can be waiting on paperwork or getting deposits. So you can, it's like selling air, right? You can make it sound like, hey, Andrew's giving me a day here when really you're waiting on something else to come through or, what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you've got to be in controlling interest, obviously, to get a buyer to go there, but you can just be creative in how you put that all together. So good stuff, Andrew. Anything else? I know you've got a bunch of leads and have made a bunch of calls. So how many vacants are you at?
We're at 470, 475, somewhere around there. And,
okay, and how many skip trades?
We've got maybe 120 that need to be skip traced.
So okay, so you've got
20
minus
470
back. Yeah.
Yeah, we got 350 back. But the thing that I was running into, one of the challenges I had before is that I wasn't able to really start churning through the numbers like I wanted to. I mean,
yeah.
I could, but, it just took a god-awful long time. And so I hired a telemarketer to help with that. So I'm still making calls as I can, and she's running a rotation going through the calls in the morning, the afternoon, and the evenings, and trying to help clear out some of this backlog. And then, of course, my skip tracers are...
How's that going? How's she doing on the phone?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing really good. And just so you know, the first time when I talked to you, I had two other people and one telemarketing company that I brought on board. And I fired them all. But I like this gal because, you know how you talk to some people and they try to seem like they have more skills than what they really do, and they talk a good game. But then when rubber meets the road, they don't produce. Well, this gal was really upfront and honest. She's from the Philippines, and, you know, she's trying to get up to speed on it. She's done, you know, this kind of work for a couple of years now, and she seemed really excited about the opportunity to, you know, get on the phone and continue in that skill. And talked to her. We've gone through the training, worked with her, kind of told her some of the things to watch for and what I do when I'm on the phone. And then I acted like I was one of the buyers. We did some role playing, and then I had one of the actual leads that went to another friend of mine. So I got a chance to get a second opinion on what he thought when he had talked to her also. So just a couple of things like that kind of give you a real sense of what the person is doing. And I did the same thing, by the way, with some of those others, and that's why I fired them, because the feedback was very bad. And
That's the way to come out of the gate. It's no different. Don't hire one and then find out 2 months later that they didn't work. Hire three and then grab the best one.
Right.
Compress the time, right? No different with a skip tracing VA, right? And I know we've talked about this a lot. You don't hire one. Hire three. Give them all a similar task. Typically, one's going to rise to the top. If you get two, great. You can just move forward with more, you know, with another VA. So that's the better way to do it. Good stuff. Good stuff, Andrew. All right, man. You got, 350 skip trace, so there are a lot more deals in there. It's a matter of getting to them.
I know it is. It's just, you know, trying to get through them all so that I can uncover those deals. But I'm feeling really good because it feels like the team is coming together, right? I've got some go-to folks, bird dogs, skip tracers, VAs, and it feels like the machine is moving forward. So that's really what I was after in the very beginning. So I'm
built and assembled this machine one time. How easy do you think it would be for you to drop into another market at this point?
Oh, my God. A cakewalk.
Right.
A cakewalk.
That's what we're after.
Easy.
Exactly what we're after. Nice job. Who else? Anybody else on that's working leads on the phones? Or do we get everybody? Anyone? Okay. Who's on previous steps?
Hi, Mike. This is Naif.
Hey.
Yeah. So, I sent you a choice of three different cities, and then I've, you know, made a bunch of calls to wholesalers, realtors, landlords. I couldn't really get a hold of any private money lenders. You know, for every 5-10 calls I make, I can get
hard
a hold
money
of one.
Hard money or private money? Which one were you going
private
at?
Private money.
Hard money, right?
Private. Yeah.
Okay. Just Google hard money lenders on Google.
Okay.
Yep. Talk to the established companies that are hard money lenders. They'll be easy to find because they advertise. Most of the time, private lenders don't advertise.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, based on the different people that I've spoken to from each of the cities, I've spoken to at least 10 people from each of these cities. And not so much in Atlanta. I don't know. The city has a very different vibe compared to the other two. And you know, everyone I talk to, it has like a different thing to say. Some are like, oh, it's very good. Some are like, well, no, you know, it's very competitive. And others are like, you got to go to this part of the city or that part of the city. So, you know, every time I talk one person, one person, you know, makes me so confident, the next one just slums it down. So, you know, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, I don't think making more calls is really going to help me per se.
I think you've probably been thorough enough. Go back to the numbers. I think the three that you're down to all work, but this is what's really interesting. Tell 10 investors to look at the same thing. And you get 10 opinions, right?
Yeah.
You know, the same jokes about, you know, tell 10 doctors what's ailing you, you'll get 10 different diagnoses. So it's no different, which is a trip because they all live in the same market.
Yeah.
The same city, the same place, and you can get two totally different, you know, stay away, run, get out of here. It's way too competitive. You talk to somebody else, we're killing it.
Yeah. So, and it really sounds like, you know, the more seasoned investors usually have more negative to say because I guess maybe the because I guess in the past 2 years, the inventory has shrinked all over the America maybe or the cities that I've been looking at. And,
it is nationwide for sure.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, before I used to buy 4 to 5 months, 4 to 5 homes a month, and now I only can buy 2 or 3. So from my perspective, it's horrible right now.
Side note, they've never thought to, I'll just open up another market. And then
no,
I was buying
never.
Four. Now I'm buying two. I'm just going to open up a second market and buy two there, and I'll still be moving at four. Nope, there's downgrade lifestyle. I guess I just got to deal with two a month.
And then when I tell them I'm an out-of-state investor,
yeah.
It's like they have more questions for me. How the heck am I even doing that?
I love it.
So a lot of time they're like, well, you know, it's like they're – most of the time when I – especially wholesalers when I make calls or even realtors,
yeah.
It's like they're looking to partner up with me more than answering my questions.
Isn't that a trip? I love it. It's
and,
such a foreign concept that Rob has just, you know, made normal. And you all of you are going to think is normal too because it's the better way to go. So.
Yeah. And
well, cool.
You also asked me to look at the point of sale thing in Ohio.
Yeah,
that's
the Ohio deal, Cleveland deal. Yep.
Yeah. So I you know, I called up at least five people for that and make sure that, you know, there's some unanimous, you know, thing like opinion on this thing. And
yep.
You know, some wholesalers, they completely avoid cities which have the point of sale. When I spoke to realtors, they're like, oh no, you know, it's a better way because all the title check and everything's done beforehand. But then when I spoke to wholesalers, they're like, no, not really, because what do you call it? You know, we get a deal and then the city will pick on the most ridiculous things and we might have to wait months before the seller fixes it and the deal falls through. So that's the, you know, that's a big issue in Cleveland, but apparently Cleveland City doesn't have that. A couple of counties and other cities have it. So maybe I have to look for a list if I really want to go to Cleveland. But Philadelphia, you know, it seems very similar to the way Baltimore works.
Uh-huh.
And again, like you said, I think, you know,
let me
overanalyzing this. Huh?
Yeah, let me speak to that really quick because, you know, some people are going to call it a pain in the neck. You can call it whatever you want. Go to the buyers and say, you know, does this deter you from what you're doing? Because here's what we can all expect, right? The real estate lobby, realtors, they have a big lobby. A lot of them think what wholesalers do is basically brokering deals without a license. So Cleveland and Ohio seem to be, you know, sort of leading the way with new legislation and rules or whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, understand what they are, know how to play ball, and, you know, and play above board. You know, that's what Rob has always taught and will always continue to teach. So we can, all of us, we can expect a changing landscape as investors. The more knowledgeable we are about it and the more we understand what's going on, the bigger advantage we have on the people who aren't paying attention. So, you know, they're going to get, you know, if and when they get caught and they're not playing by the rules, you know, local governments, whatever, can, you know, look to make an example out of them or, you know, try and scare people away. But at the end of the day, you can still buy and sell real estate. We're always going to be able to buy and sell real estate. You know, they can come up with some new quirks here and there. Just understand what's going on. You know, how do you work around it? At the end of, you know, Cleveland, the numbers are strong. Deals are happening in Cleveland. So it's not that we need to steer away. So actually when you hear people say, this is too hectic, I don't want to work here anymore, bam, 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 just agree with them and then hang up the phone and high-five yourself and saying that's one more person who's going to get out. They don't get it. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
So, right?
Yeah, because
this is going to be the norm. This is going to be the norm. You know, more rules are coming. Like I said, the real estate commissions have a big lobby. So expect it, plan for it, understand it, work within it, and it's going to thin out competition. So I've had multiple conversations with Rob around this. He's never been more excited. Because people who don't get it are going to get out and go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let it become a, ooh, Cleveland. A lot of action going down in Cleveland. Understand
awesome.
What's going on and play ball inside it. You'll dominate, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, now I guess, you know, we start hiring the bird dogs then, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go Atlanta, I think you had some good markets picked out. You know, that's the thing. Launch one now. I mean, all of you are going to be in multiple markets,
exactly.
Assuming you choose to be. You know, and there's just enough to go around. You know, these big cities have thousands and thousands and thousands of transactions going down on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get involved in a handful of those, and life changes for all of us. So. yeah, there's just there's massive activity out there. So,
yeah, that's the
yep.
thing, is just that we need to choose a city where we can get a couple of easy wins for confidence sake. And that way, you know, for me to go in, to another city is not going to be, you know, that much of a scared thing anymore after that.
Not even close. I mean, you just heard Andrew say it. You go through it once. Obviously, we're going to guide you through it. Hold your hand, do this, don't do that, do this. But once you understand the process, you know, that's the whole point of this. You guys, you know, launch wherever you want in a very short amount of time. Rob will set up and launch a new market inside of a week. No problem. Because,
right.
I mean, you can go to the same VAs. Andrew can go to the same person on the phone. You get a little bit of that infrastructure in place. It becomes a very, very simple process. So, yep, great update.
Awesome.
Step three, groovy.
All right.
Who else?
We're on
who
it.
Who else is on? Who else is on one and two? Questions and updates.
Hey, this is Mark. This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. Yep.
Hey, well, you got my email earlier today. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to get that bird dog out of when I get home tonight. One guy made a good point, you know, offering the 25 after 40. Because, you know, that's what I was getting. I was getting hammered on. Do we get mileage, you know, or pay and stuff like that? And I'm going, I don't know how to figure that one out. Right.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Mark had somebody ask him if he's doing mileage. The answer is no. But you can come in and say, bring me, you know, X number by this day, and I'll pay you this much bonus.
Right. Yeah, because
so,
that's the problem. That's the problem I've been having with bird dogs. You know, it's like, so I've got the one fireman still. The other two, they were trying to take pictures out of the back of the fire truck. It's like, you guys, I don't even know where you're at. You know?
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has to be a personal gig. I mean, you can just see that one.
Right,
you know,
right.
Fireman out snapping photo. Anyway.
Well,
yeah,
I do
Mark,
have another gal.
We got to step on this one, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But I do have another gal going to start next Saturday, but I'd still like to get at least two more and get my numbers up there.
Yeah, that's
like
too
I can't even use the ones the other two guys got.
Gotcha.
Like I say, I don't even have any idea where they were at.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard. Do you have a VA ready to go?
I've got a VA ready to go, but you know, it's like
okay.
I got to get some numbers up for.
Yeah, you got to get an ad out there, and you've got to give somebody a little monetary incentive to get leads in the door.
Right.
I
was looking on Craigslist for
yep.
Cleveland there.
Yep.
And, you know, as far as the job posting goes, there's which heading would you put it under?
Yep.
You know,
sales,
sometimes
sales? Real estate. General labor is typically construction.
Right.
So I don't usually like to go there. I typically put it in sales. But yeah, that you know, we were talking about it on I can't remember what day. There isn't a perfect category on Craigslist. You know, obviously there isn't one that says bird dogs for hire. So,
part time.
You know, they're not going to be. It is. It's part time. They're not going to be an employee of yours. So it's most similar to sales, right? Bring in, you know, go kill this. Bring it to me, and I'll pay you for it.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
Yep. But yeah, you got to get those out, and then you know, light a fire. Put some wording in your ad that says only respond if you can start driving in the next 48 hours. Put some urgency in there to weed out some phone calls, right?
Right. Okay.
I need somebody who can start now. Say I'll pay you the same day. I pay through PayPal, and I'll pay you the same day you bring leads in.
Okay.
So put that out there.
Okay.
Yep. Because this is one of the steps, and you heard Brian. He was, you know, it took a little longer than he wanted it to, but you get the right person on board, and it can take off. So it's just a matter of being intentional about it, being really clear, and then pour some gasoline on whoever you find, and light a fire on that person.
You wouldn't think it's that hard.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just depends. You know, we've had a handful of you have just had some issues finding people. It's just, you know, it's life. It is what it is.
Right.
The human element. So, but yeah, put a little money on the table. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you can either, offer up an incentive or wait another week or two to get a bird dog going. The cheaper option is to put a little monetary incentive behind it.
Right. Okay.
So. Yep. All right, Mark. That's 100% of your focus. We got to get leads in.
Yeah. Oh, I hear
you. Yes, sir. Yep. Who else?
I can add to that, Mike. Chad here.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, so I just want to thank you for the correction last week because I jumped right into that real estate section of Craigslist and got
yep.
a lot of positive feedback. So I got two people who are motivated just to get to work and just make some extra cash on the side, and two others who are very motivated and also great assets because they're already in real estate. So the plan is to get them to get to work this week and hopefully get some leads in by the end of the week and keep moving forward. Just to tie into what you were saying earlier about the cash incentives, I started right off the bat with that. So
yep.
if you can get to 50, extra $30 for every 50 leads,
yep.
and people are super motivated because compensation is motivation. So
absolutely.
I'm
and then
just,
tell them you'll pay them immediately. Send me
oh,
the
yeah,
lead.
No, absolutely.
Send me your email.
That's the
yep.
plan.
Nice.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Yep.
So I got a lot of confidence with the conversations I've been having. So I just
cool.
got to get the confidence that comes from the action that they produce. Hopefully, you know, it'll pan out over this coming week. So
yeah, it definitely will. Yep. So stay on them. You've got four. I mean, you can go.
Yeah.
Wow, you can go from zero to hundreds with four if they'll get to work a little bit.
I mean, that's the plan. I got feedback
yep.
from one, this lady, Kara. She's in real estate, knows the market for she's been in there for 10 years. She works in
yep.
real estate, so she's like, I know exactly where to go. I told her about the bonus for 50 leads, and she's like, 50? That's nothing. That's out of the gate. That's nothing. So I'm super excited to see what she produces for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hopefully,
yeah, and everybody
yeah, so
chatted, posted in gigs.
Yeah,
he was kind
yeah.
of struggling, and then he shot me an email, and he said, I'm not getting anywhere, and I think I fired back and said, where'd you put your ad? And he said, in gigs, and it's free to put it there, but it doesn't get eyeballs. So we made a switch. Like he told you, he just went to the real estate section, and he's got four, and it looks like there's some hunger on the other end. So, yeah, pay the amount. I know gigs is free. It's like $25 to $45, depending on the size of the city. Pay it and get some eyeballs on your Craigslist ad. It's way cheaper than lost time. So,
no, it's extremely yeah. valuable. Plus, I'm finding people with a real estate background, so they know
right.
exactly
which,
what to do, what to look for, all
hurt.
That. So,
right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Trying to find agents in a market that needs some extra cash, that's called shooting fish in a barrel, right? And I'm not picking on agents.
Sure.
It's just that the numbers are – it's the typical 80-20 rule, right? 20% make 80% of the money. But the majority, and these are just stats, the majority of agents close like one to three deals a year, one or two, and they live at the poverty level. So the average deal nationwide makes, you know, X amount, $6,500, so, you know, whatever it is. I remember seeing the math here, you know, like a year and a half ago, but if you're doing two deals a year, I mean, they're living on, you know, that's less than $20,000 a year. So, it, you know, like I said, I'm not picking on agents, but to go into the real estate section and say, hey, some extra cash, driving, looking at real estate, which you do anyway, then if you have to have them get inside, lockbox, inspect it, they're licensed. You know, we've had this conversation multiple times. Don't send, you know, Joe Bird Dog, who's not licensed, into a house. Send a licensed real estate agent. It's a lot safer play because they fall under, you know, the commission guidelines and, you know, their license and all that good stuff. So... good stuff, Chad.
Yep.
Anybody
absolutely.
Else? Anybody else? Want to make sure we get everybody covered. No? Okay.
Mike, I just have one last
yeah.
question if I could.
Yeah. It'll be $5.
Hello?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'll give you five more than that. Let's close the deal and I'll get you guys a check. No
yeah.
worries.
You guys are close.
I'll get everyone on the call a check.
You've heard what happens, Naif, when you get vacant leads in the door and jump on the phone. That's
yeah, I'm shocked.
Future, so
I'm
don't
shocked.
Be shocked. It's just what happens when you work a good system. So go ahead.
My question was, you know, like you said, to call up a buyer, then to make sure, you know, that the point of sale is not something that, you know, that deters them from investing
uh-huh.
in a particular area. Now, these buyers, am I going to find them by skip tracing on the FreedomSoft?
You can, or you can go to step five if you want, but I really want you focused on
this question.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If you have a little hesitation on Cleveland, talk to some buyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to the people who are putting the money in the escrow for the, for the point of sale. If they don't say it's a big deal, it's not a big deal. And here's what I know. Investors are buying in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? So, that, you know, the city came in and said, hey, we're going to have you escrow your fix-up dollars. And they say, okay, I'm going to fix the house up anyway. You know, here's the thing. You have to get inspections signed off anyway, unless you're fixing up houses, you know, illegally or not above board. And, you know, don't sell to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Every city has contractors or investors out there that are trying to cut the system and skate through. And, you know, maybe they pull it off for a while, but just play by the rules. I mean, you know, we okay. fixed every house we ever fixed up was fully permitted. The city's coming down and doing inspection anyway. Right. So everybody, what Cleveland said is, if you're going to buy a house and renovate it, you take your renovation budget, you escrow it. Let's say it's $15,000, and then the city comes down and does an inspection, and then you submit for it, and then from the escrow, I believe the title companies are holding it. Then
yeah.
everybody gets paid, and the money gets released. So it's one extra step. They're making sure that city inspectors get down there, that things are permitted. I believe that's the intent behind it. That's how we fixed up houses. Here in Denver and anywhere else anyway. You pull
okay.
permits through the city, you get through electrical, you call in your electrical inspection, the city inspector comes down, they inspect it, we pay our electricians. So somebody had
okay.
something to add there?
Yeah, you got to pay the politicians.
That's what it comes down to, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, they want to get their money, that's all. They're sure
but at the
money.
End of the day, Naif, this is the process anyway. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. Whether, you know, now, would I rather hold the fix up dollars in my business account than in an escrow account? Of course, because we all right. We're just most comfortable when the money's with us. But at the end of the day, if I've got a fix and flip deal that I can turn, you know, $40,000-$50,000 on in Cleveland, and I've got to go through one extra step on the escrow, and then I'm still going to have it inspected. I'm still going to pull permits. The city inspectors are still going to right. Nobody else other than city inspectors inspects your projects. That's just the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it works. So, it, you know, right? Okay. There's one extra step here. Am I gonna, you know, am I gonna say no? I'm out of this and quit flipping houses or buying deals when Cleveland's a good market?
And like you said, like there's a lot of activity. So who the heck is buying then?
Yeah, people that are just they say okay, that's the new rule. Great, escrow my refund dollars. Let's go.
Right.
Question on that. Profit anyway. Yeah.
Question on that fix up.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to have a general, or can you do like a homeowner's permit, or what?
Good question. I would think if you're the owner that you can still pull it. Although I haven't
asked yeah, the way,
question. So.
I know I did
that
here in Denver.
Yeah, you can in Denver if you own the house. You can pull it.
Right.
Permits. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, guys, this is stuff where you don't, you know, we don't have to know all this. Just call a couple locals. You know, Mark, that's what I was telling Naif is get on the phone with some buyers.
Right.
You know, experienced wholesalers there will know how to do it, and buyers will know how to do it. Or call builders. You know, if you've got somebody like in there's a company in Denver called G.J. Gardner, and they advertise on TV, and they're all over the place. And so they'll buy, you tell them what area in the neighborhood, they'll go find a – you know, a fixer-upper in the neighborhood and either knock it down and build you a new house on the lot or work with the existing house, make it bigger, whatever you want to do. But, you know, they're a big builder. They'll know exactly what's going on. So just call people that are working it now. Start asking questions. They'll just tell you.
Yeah, okay.
So, yep. All right, anybody else? Good questions tonight. Bien preguntas. I don't know if I said that right. I don't even know if I said that right.
Well, I got one more question.
Yeah.
the thing this weekend, do we have
yeah.
to have tickets or what,
you all are
we,
welcome.
How do we go?
Other
right,
people need
I
tickets.
Mean,
you all have tickets.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do we get them?
Oh, you're good.
Just show up at the door? Okay.
Yep, you're good. Yep, you're
all
in coaching. You can bring guests too if you want.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, guys, if you're on and not planning on being here this weekend, figure out a way, and you got to let me know because I need a head count and I need to make a name tag for you or have Nancy put together a name tag. But awesome, awesome stuff. So we're obviously focused on, right, the active side, generating cash. What Rob's going to be speaking to a lot of is the, you know, the level five, the top of the pyramid or the triangle that we all went over on orientation call. But It's information that you want your hands on. So if you can make it, a lot of you are already coming. If you can make it, let me know ASAP. Shoot an email into the coaching email. We have $99 a night at the hotel. Stay on site. It's a nice hotel. It's a great price. And come out for 3 days and bring 10 pens. Get ready to take some notes. So, it's going to be killer. You know, there's just there's just something cool about being live at the event and just, you know, just getting immersed in it, or immersed, wrong word. So, yeah, shoot me an email quick. Any other questions real fast? I've asked that a couple times. I want to make sure we were thorough. Doesn't sound like there are. Great updates tonight. If you're on the earlier steps, you see where this goes. It doesn't take long when those vacants start coming in until, you're in the middle of it. So, which is exactly where everybody wants to be. So, all right, everyone. We'll do office hours Thursday. A lot of you will see on Friday morning. Registration at 8. Again, shoot me an email if you plan to attend, if you have not told me that yet. Any questions, as always, send to the coaching email. Great updates. Everybody stay focused. And we'll talk to you all soon, okay? Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Take care.
Take care, everyone. See ya.